now for the thousands in attendance and the millions around the world. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
African Hip Hop Blog Podcast.
Aizi play play kai boss African Hip Hop Blog handy.
Yes, y'all, welcome back to the African Hip Hop Blog Podcast. It's your boy, the one and only, Phil Chard, a.k.a. Flame Floss, the big boss, baby. Beaming to you live from an undisclosed location in the heart of the motherland that is Africa. Once again, we've had an incredible, incredible week at African Hip Hop. And I, for one, am excited! The One Africa Music Fest was just the other day. 15,000 people in the Barclays Center. For an all-African lineup. It's never been done before. And the most incredible thing was Mr. Paul Okoye, who organized it, did it with his own money. No sponsors. Can you imagine putting up $3 million for a concert and knowing that if it flops, that's $3 million you'll never see again? That man has balls of steel. But those are also the type of people we need in the game. Men that are willing to put... and women that are willing to put their money, their hearts, their souls behind African music and African arts and to push it forward. So thank you, sir. You are appreciated. Thank you to everyone who went out, who supported. Thank you to everyone who watched the live stream and tweeted about it. It was an incredible experience. And of course, that's what made it so incredible was that we were able to watch it live via Tidal. We live in amazing times, people. We live in amazing, amazing times. Let me not ramble on for too long. Let's now cross over to a song that dropped yesterday, in fact. And it's by an artist who's really killing the game. And it's aptly titled Body Bags. EL has been on a tear. Bar 3 is going to be a problem. I can guarantee that right now. That's the Phil guarantee. Bar 3 is going to be a problem. And this is going to prove it. This is EL. Body Bags. Woo! The lyricism, the delivery, the wordplay. EL is on another level right now, man. I'm loving this. Let's go.
Lolly.
Yeah, baby.
Why niggas won't fuck up my vibe? Why niggas so stuck in the past? Why niggas won't turn me into monster? I'm super polite, but if I switch up, nothing survives. Why niggas won't fuck up the franchise? Turning my allies against me, I swear y'all gon' bring out my bad side. Pen-wise, niggas can't fuck with my ink. I'm at the brink, Charlie, fuck what you think. What you know about puns and punchlines? Metaphors on rhymes, let me bring the beef to y'all herbivores on time. Pronto, your weak boss can't even come close. Your flow's composed compared to shit I compose. All I see is deception. Lies. You could be a politician, you be excellent, try it. Love me never talking reckless on the record for life. If you talking about a record, we can set it for life. So fuck beef, I got bigger fish to fry. Quit criticizing and make a hit sometime. If you need help, holla me, I get more beats instead of yapping, trying to get attention off me. Niggas wish I do well, but never better than they do. Show you love when you down, when you come up, they hate you. I hate that. Niggas throw shade like Ray-Bans. Bar for bar, Charlie, you go chew like brake pads. EL, stay sweet, y'all bitter. I'm Hakeem Olajuwon. You want on the block for Twitter. I see dirty fuckboys with camcorders to spite you. With low cash, self-esteem, and low IQs. Why the fuck would I react to a nigga whose best rapper scared to rap with a nigga? Why? And why the fuck would I react to a nigga trying to stab me in the back but give dap to a nigga? You can't fuck with me on any level. Spit game, book smart, street smart, dick game, looks, charm, humor. It's plain and simple, move on, things change. I'm insane, I put it on Reggie Rock or Bra for Lord Kenya or Chiami, Eminem, Biggie Pop, Talib, Jada, Muhammad, Mandela, Obama, whoever. I murder for pleasure. I was raised in D.C., whatever, whatever. You need a bigger budget to get Lomi to rap. B-A-R-L-E is running the map. I looked up to you, now you're losing my respect. Fly till you fell victim to the Lucifer effect. Yeah, let a nigga shine, let a nigga shine. Let a nigga rise, let a nigga rise. DNA sent the beat exactly 1208. Dope boss, just another narco case. Yeah, body bag, somebody get some body bag. Body bag, body bag. Body bags and body gets and body.
Are you guys hearing what I'm hearing right now? EL is on top of his game. Woo!
Body bags and body gets and body bags.
I cannot wait to hear about you guys.
Body bags and body gets and body bags.
Well, on the AfricanHHB.com, I recently dropped a post about the best songs to come out of Kenya in the first half of 2016. There's a lot of good music coming out of there, man. And one of the songs that I came across was from a legend in the game, former Kleptomaniacs member, none other than Nyashinki, who had his comeback single, Now You Know. And this is a dope song. I'm loving it. I'm loving the vibe. I'm loving the feel. I think you guys are going to enjoy this too. It's got a great mix of lyricism, melody, and of course it's in Swahili. Here we go.
Wonfala mgania ne kama mngari kwa list juu ya Ferrari yeah. Ana degree au ni journalist tu journalist. Nasikia wakiuliza ule boy wetu alienda wapi amepotea kazi ile mbegu watu walipanda na kanyari yeah. Na nasikia inasemekana hati rap zangu kamna mkazo na ile utamia rege mama maudinari wananikubali na hatu hati hati hawezi kana kwa wale upenda sauti yangu na iko wale usengenyana mama jana wako amepotea ni makio tuye anatoba huku ndugu zake wakiendelea mwenye speke aneza muko kimaisha melege inga watonia kitobo bado tuwazidi kumuombe amina. Sina njana juwa mpishi, sija ifanya kazi ya ofisi, sija ilala kasi jadishi, sija rap kitu kato kwa usiksi vi. Trust me, siyezi rush me, miata nyeche mziki miaka hamsini, nikirudi bado na wakrash nyenye niko fast me. Na niapati na nguwa rasmi, tumepigwa pasi hapo katikati, na piga mic check juu niko party. Na niko night shift, nikuwa busy, sikuwa na chificha, clearly you rappers missed your teacher. Vitu mnandika, sina chuma picha, nkiwi singi acha kuwa fundisha, sauti na skiani. Don't waste your time wishing you're too proud, my baby. Too proud to wish they had an easy way out. Let times get tough so they remember you're a blessing. When life is good, they won't forget to say ooh, 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 ooh. Nilizwa mbona niliacha mziki ati nilikuwa mkali juu ya mic na namisiwa na mashabiki. Niliacha game mapema ata kabla refa atapiga firimbi. Bila kwa heri ati walistukia tu kuna klepto moja imbi. Samahani nimepotea shukrani kwa wale wamenifikiria. Izo miaka zote nimekuwa missing lakini kwa kitu hamjaniambia. Kaa ningebaki bado ungekuwa nataki ya kusikia nikiwaimbia. Ama baisa ingekuwa mnanifanya vile mnafanya mapayonia. Story kwa media ati nimetapa niko juu ya madawa na hangaika. Show ni uja mali mbada adebu kamu katen raise ya mnaita. It's not that serious rap ni hobby. Bila mziki bado na manga nge kwa kathia singe kwa nalia kusikia tinaija. Night Nairobi biambia ni ukama siji feel sana. We ni mgeni sikia kwanza tunakupenda. Ukikakata choka na wewe hivyo ndo kuenda. Sia kuchoka na mimi.
Shinky, now you know. What a tune. I love African hip hop so much. Let's change gears. Let's bring it back to the south of the continent. This is a new artist to some, DJ Towers. He's a DJ, but no one really knows what he does because he doesn't DJ. But he makes some pretty decent songs. This is DJ Towers with Simba Tags, Tinashe Makura, Marcus. It's called My Blesser. It's off his new mixtape. Let's give it a spin.
DJ
Nash on the
one and you try ya. Ule sina basa ni mablessas. Pasina Maria ni ngari vesa.
Type ya guti.
Ulu waga musha na ye.
Type ya guti.
Ulu guna shusha na ye.
Type ya guti.
Asina basa neja kawanda.
Mfano we kumafanya ajiwani ramukoko Muviri kunge maiva kabika chitvira moto Mupawa kamgarira kunge posto Doda kumutora nuchengeta kunge foto Sweetie wangu napitapi uri nzimbe yangu Kukau log waka save wakunzi wandu wangu Sometimes nombo ekta kunge saskam But you can have whatever you afford kunge bantam Type, jandino ratita una gogo vangu Type ino snapchat on my shows angu Type ino ziva masaa check angu Kandina ye hanozi baby it's
angu Mwana ningu chaga Uwe sinabasa ni mablessas Pasina maria nengari vesa
Type ye guti
Uno waga musha nae
Type ye guti
Uno gono shusha nae
Type ye guti
Asina basa nejaka wanda
Nikali apana, apana Type kwa momzi Galavu kachokari hoti hoti Toti bafana ledu Toita vari poti Malevo sache habatori ready Aha nekuti Andi tambe ni mabambi Ndini type tekuti Tine love ya kariba kwete type tipupi Love and affection Andi chief blessa nivo wife tikuti Sisi Yolanda I'm waiting for your love Oh na na Sisi Yolanda na na Give me your love
Wame mungu chaga Uwe sinabasa ni mabesa Pasina maria ni ngari vesa
Ona type guti
Uno waka musha nae
Ona type guti
Uno bono shusha nae
Type guti
Asina basa ni jaka wanda
Fufundazia
Nezo wana chayen Pide njini ba madou
Fufundazia pira
Noto pina noto wana wangu noto di That's my boo
Anakana stress, mariri mo press Anotamba nene, the best of the best Anakana pressure, kaza nonsi muzira unge pressa Chato nevana, that's next up
Wana nungu chagia Uwe sinabasa ni mablessas Pasina maria ni ngari vesa
Type guti
Uno waga musha nae
Type guti
Uno gono shusha nae
Type guti
Asinabasa ni jaka wanda
Nash on the beat.
In the background, you hear Mablessa. Very topical point right now. Shout out to all the blessers. I'm currently looking for Mablessa. So if you are a woman of acceptable age, 35 and above, with a little skrilla looking to spend on a young man, hit me up at Phil Chard on Twitter. In the background, you now hear BFG, that's Big Fucking Gun, with Gold Teeth and Kavela. Okay, Malum Cool Cat. This is their biggest hit right now. I just hit number one on YFM. Shout out to them. Let's go.
Spatula no memo babo, but it's nice to tend them. I got some drama, but I'm a flyer than no hash. When I was in Duangi Pume Fiji, who brass all like a scoggy skin to swing and give shape beach. Near telling of four blocks in your Zam is rich. Style as a daddy, I'm a bonella and a stitch. It's BFG and them boys in bucks on deck like a boy you flush. More game than Toys R Us. Listen, yo, Nas Hambi Nas. Listen, yo, Nas Hambi Nas. Abazi Luto Jahita, the Spaggy Score Leg Ubashan.
Spaggy Score Leg Ubashan.
Cavillas, the whole team so clean, whole team so clean. Cavillas. Cavillas, the whole team so clean, whole team so clean. Cavillas. Cavillas, the whole team so clean, whole team so clean. Cavillas. Cavillas, the whole team so clean, whole team so clean. Cavillas.
Then Cavellas, who go and jenga stella. He bought a gogi leather, who gogi go lead the loop. No, lang and bella. Booza lava lover, moon and call of us jella. Lomen is the lender. Pop on my bodella, no, sort of no weather. Told her where I met her, she told me it don't matter. She's colder than the weather, and keep pulling jenga stella. Ooh, love what time to swank. I see my goatee then Cavellas.
Cavillas, whole team so keen, whole team so bling. Cavillas. Cavillas, whole team so keen, whole team so bling. Cavillas. Cafelas, the whole team so clean, all teeth so bling. Cafelas, Cafelas, the whole team so clean, all teeth so bling. Cafelas,
show them put. Ghost in Cafelas, no ultra matter. OG in the back when I styling since the bapana. What you want a dollar? Cooling with the bapana. What you calling galagas? Swank a fun day. Party time in back and back. Umuzang papalas. Yazin banu nga palas. Kicks combo my feeling. Lifestyle creepy kick. Your Instagram and fish and fish. Nandi jengi kili. Banam banu dimity. Swank swank and dahlia. Samba na makakabal. Bazi kwezi bag. Six pack man don bazar. Then we hit the door of band. Growing up go to bar. Sham swag go to guy. Mat splinter who send by. Hangu koku nga negwan. Talking about my life and times. Till we need tropical. Internet bandula. Play the game in lava lava. Future band, future band. Future band, band, band.
Cafela. Background, that is BFG. Gold Teeth. Featuring Cafela. And OK Malum Cool Cat. Shout out to BFG. We actually got a write-up on them on the website. Hit up AfricanHHB.com to hear what we said. They've got a very, very, very interesting, some might say trollish, artwork for the upcoming project, which we found hilarious. So be sure to check that out.
Oh, baby, now.
And now we'd like to cross over to an interview that I had with a man that's making waves in the South African hip-hop scene. On the come up, he's been on the grind. He's actually been in the game for a lot longer than I suspected. This man has been directing videos. He's been working with artists. He's gone from group to group. Now he's finally found a home at Fifth Season. The same label that houses AKA Big Star Johnson, of course. None other than Ben Ganga. Fresh off signing his distribution deal with Universal. And it's because of that distribution deal that I'm very hesitant to play one of his songs, because I do not want to be taken down. So without further ado, let me cross over to my interview with none other than It's Yanga. Don't forget the chief.
African hip hop block.
It's your boy Phil from the African Hip Hop Blog, and we're here at Fifth Season Studios with a guy who's making a name for himself right now. Actually, one of the artists to watch in 2015 by the African Hip Hop Blog, Yanga. How
you
doing, boss?
What up? I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
Easy, easy.
So tell us, man, when did this music thing start for you?
Oh, man, that's a bit of a broad question. I think it's safe to say, like, for me, it started in 2003. Mm-hmm. You know, up until that point, I was really just a Kwaito fan. You know, that's the type of music that I grew up on. So, you know, 2003 was the outbreak of Squatter Camp nationally. Mm-hmm. I mean, they'd already been doing their thing, like in Joburg and whatever, for the last 2 years before that. But nationally, they broke in 2003, and that's when I got onto their music. And that's when I realized that, actually, you know, there is such a thing as South African hip-hop. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, man, that's where it started. And from then on, you know, I just started trying to build that type of culture in my own neighborhood. I wasn't really successful, but, you know, I stuck to it myself, you know, and I planned my way to Joburg. And, yeah, so here we are today.
Where are you from?
I'm from Queenstown.
All right.
In the Eastern Cape, yeah.
So what's the scene like down there?
The scene, I can't really speak much for the scene, man. I think I've been here for like 8 years straight now.
Okay.
And, you know, I only go home when I get a chance, which is maybe once or twice a year. But when I matriculated from Queenstown, there was no scene to speak of, you know, like... You know, in Joburg, like, you'd have, like, cyphers, like, during break and all of that. I mean, that culture didn't exist in Queenstown when I left. So, you know, I think that's why it took me so long as well to actually start doing my own thing in Joburg, because I had to pick up from those types of things that actually helped in contributing to what type of artist you become and what people, how people hear your music.
All right. So what created the jump? Like, so you're up and coming, like, quite a fan,
yeah,
trying to branch into hip hop.
Yeah.
And you're like, I need to move to Joburg.
Yeah.
Well, how does that plan come about, and where'd you stay? What'd you do?
I think, you know, for a lot of us small town people, like, we only see, like, everything that's happening in Joburg via media. I mean, back then we didn't have Twitter and Instagram and even Facebook and all these things, you know. So it was really just radio and TV. So, you know, a lot of people's dreams were based on moving to Joburg and making it in Joburg, and then, you know, being able to live out their dream or pursue their passion or whatever. To such an extent that, you know, in matric, I matriculated and I, you know, I studied audiovisual production management, you know, not knowing that one day I would get into videos and push that. But I just did it because I wanted to be in Joburg, and the only way I could be in Joburg that would make sense back home and to my parents would be if I was studying. So I chose, like, the easiest course on like the, you know, so I chose the easiest course and I got in. Me and my friend, we did the same course. But I think, you know, it wasn't as practical as I would have wanted. It was just a whole lot of theory, you know. And at that time, I was just ready to run, you know. I wasn't looking at it like I'm here to study and get a degree and get a job, you know. I was looking at it like I'm coming here to break into the industry, you know. I've got numerous talents, you know, and hip-hop being my favorite one, so I'm going to try to pursue that. So I met up with Slick when I joined the SRC for UJ. And he was in one of the competitions that we were doing. They were doing an auction, like a Valentine's Day, some. And I hollered at him and I told him, look, man, I'm a rapper too, but, you know, there's so many other rappers here in Joburg. Like, it's a bit overwhelming because I wasn't expecting that much. I didn't expect hip-hop to actually be that big on the ground. It looked like something that was just, like, commercially viable at the time, you know. So I told him, look, I want to learn the business of hip-hop. You understand? I want to go behind the scenes. I want to follow you and see what it is you do day to day, how you make a living from this passion, you know. And when the time comes, I'll take it upon myself to see how I want to break into the industry. I don't need you to actually throw me in there or give me that cosign or whatever it took, you know. So yeah, that's how it happened.
All right. So we basically covered the beginning stages. So yeah. When did you start making music? Like, what is the first song you made? Do you even remember what the first song was?
Hey, like, I made a lot of songs. Like, I remember before I met Slick, I said, when I meet him, I've got the 16. I had a nice 16, you know, nice Xhosa 16 bars. And at the time, I think the Xhosa rapper that he had co-signed that was in his label was my man. And I was so sure that I was so much better than my man. And all I needed was this guy to hear me. But when I met him, I never spat that verse at all. So later on, like, you know, he was recording Ventilation Volume 1 at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So we'd go in the studio, you know, meet up with the likes of Doomies and WHPs, you know, legends, you know, people that I'd only ever seen on TV. So, you know, I was privy to that recording process, and I think that's where I learned a lot of what goes into actually making a song. Before I even dared to try and make one myself, you know. So, but it got to a point where, like, I was recording music, like, in the studio after hours, like, be like, no, it's cool, I'll go home, I'm sorted, don't worry. Then everybody would leave and I'd stay behind after work, and I'd just go into the studio and I'd just mess around, and then till it came to a point where I started playing these songs for them. But they still didn't show, like, interest like that. They were like, okay, you can actually rap, but, you know, you have a long way to go before you start talking hit records and deals, you know, and things like that. But I stuck to it, man, because it was actually fun.
Mm-hmm.
It was the most interesting part of my job at some point. And then we did, there was this situation that happened, Don't Touch Me on My Studio situation.
Yeah.
With Andre Fasachi and some other guy. So, you know, me and a homie that I was working with, his name is No Town, we did a song, like, during the day, like, after work, did a song about that. And, like, somehow the next day that song was viral. It was on every radio station, like something we did the day before, you know. So from there we formed a group called the Bloody Agents, and I think we had, like, one single that played on YFM, like, once. and then that was it.
So what happens with the agents, the bloody agents? What do you guys do release wise?
Look, we had a lot of recordings, but we didn't have like the know-how. Mm-hmm. Like to go from, okay, now that you've made the music, what do you do now?
You know,
let alone the know-how, we didn't even have the drive to do that. You know, I think when we were making the music, we were hoping that, you know, Slick or Smacks would pick it up or, you know, make something happen with it. Mm-hmm. You know, so what we did is like we played it for a lot of other guys. I remember I played it for JR as well, Questa, you know, and it was good feedback. But like I understand now that creating an artist is so much work, that it takes so much more than just the song.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because the expectations that an artist comes with also make it that much harder, you know? So, I mean, it was encouraging that we got good feedback, but I don't think we were anywhere near going public or releasing that music. And I wouldn't say that dream died, because Nota now manages Questa. And I went on to do music videos, to do film. And so here we are.
All right. So you studied film production.
I studied film production, but I did not finish.
All right. Yeah. But you got the basics down, at least.
Yeah. Well, look, man, the other reason I dropped out was like, we were doing like, because I was doing it at university. I didn't know better. I didn't know I could go to AFTA. I didn't know about AFTA, that it existed. I would have much rather fought to get in there than I would have to fight to get into UJ. But I didn't know. All I knew was there's either colleges like Technicons, used to call them, and universities. And you want to go to the university. I don't know why, but that's what we wanted to do. And we just did psychology, man, and sociology and the whole time.
All right.
I think we shot like one thing in 2 years. And that's it.
Really?
Yeah.
Alright, so let's get on to the practical side, because obviously there's Young Legends films.
Yeah.
But before we get on to when you guys really broke onto the scene, before that, what projects were you working on? What projects were you doing in between 2007 till 2013?
In terms of film?
Yeah.
Well, I was running Slick's website, ventilation.coza. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we came up with an idea where we wanted to add video content onto the website. So that's where it actually started. We bought like some Young TV software, and I just taught myself how to edit on that thing, and you know, and then later on, like the following year, we built we started this series called A Rap Is Reality, where I would go out and follow an artist for a day, and you know, just chill with them for a day and see what they get up to and whatever, and then upload that the next week. So I think that's where it really, really started. That's what I was doing from 2007 up until maybe 2009.
Mm-hmm.
And then my first major music video was still under ventilation, but it was Questa Stop.
All right.
Yeah. But I hated it. So I hated it, but like there was good feedback. It's just that at the time, I guess it worked. You know, but I just, even today, I think that video spurred me on, like, okay, you gotta do better than that.
What did you hate about it?
Look, it was haphazard, man. I think I had, because we had shot one before that, and I think somehow, like, the DOP, the lighting didn't work out, and whatever, because Slick actually forced me to edit that video. I'd never edited anything, but he forced me to do it because, you know, he felt like I should be able to do all these things if I want to actually make a dope video.
Yeah.
So shout out to him for giving me those skills too. But I didn't like everything about it. It just didn't come out the way that I had in my head at the time.
All right. So after Stomp, obviously you weren't happy with that. What other videos did you work on after that?
After that, I started working. I think I did another Questa video. I just can't remember what it was, but that was much better. I think I did Take That, which was really dope. We worked with the Repertoires, and they were still like shooting, running with the reps. You know, I mean, those are the type of things that I like to put into my music videos. You understand? Like, because I know like, we're cool with the reps. Okay, cool. Why not call them and have them on the video? They're doing something great for themselves. And it actually worked out because we were in the show as well. So we were both shooting each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I'm like that type of person. Like, I don't want to wait until like we're all legends and we're all sitting on the stage and we got to pretend that we actually put in work together. You know, I actually like working with you now. Like, okay, cool. You're doing your thing. I'm doing my thing. Let's work now. Let's not wait until like it's obvious, like, or like some brand puts us in a room together and we gotta do something. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, I guess that explains my own career. But other than that, I went on to shoot a Squatter Camp video as well. Well, yeah, that actually won the Metro Award. Was called Hey, I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then after that, I shot Sugar Smack's video. And actually, I was shooting the Ventilation videos in that period of time.
Dope. So when did you decide to form Young Legend Films?
I decided to form Young Legend Films when I decided to leave Ventilation Productions.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, me leaving Ventilation Productions was... Yeah, I think I was just... You know, I'd been there, I'd been the, at the time I was the longest serving member, like employee at Ventilation, you know. And I felt like all the things that I came to Joburg to do, you know, I wasn't any closer to getting them done because I was so focused on what I was doing now, you know. So, you know, Young Legend Films was always formed to give me, you know, financial and creative freedom to work on my own music and my own brand. So I met up with my partner, whose name is Cheeks, and I had already been shooting a couple things with, you know, a couple other people, and you know, he had the eye that I like to have, you know. He had the vision that I like to have when it comes to approaching music videos. And yeah, man, we went at it, and we were fortunate enough to, you know, be convincing enough to serious artists who actually gave us like, who actually gave us opportunities to make great music videos. So yeah, that's how it was formed. It was never like something like we're okay now, we need to go, you know, start this company and get premises and whatever. It was always just a passion thing. You know, and I think it still is, because we really outsource like a lot of things. You know, I work with a lot of guys, uprooted guys.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing really well right now. You know, I've been working with them for years. Also, like my editor Kuda as well. He's also from Uprooted. Like very like different people. I work with a lot of people to make sure it comes together the way we want it to.
So music wise. While you're doing all these film projects, what's going on with the music? Are you still working on it? Is it on the back burner?
Man, I'm like always working on music. I think my biggest challenge was, you know, funny story. When Run Josie dropped, when I found out that it was dropping, when I got a call from AKA saying, "Oh, that's the next thing, that it's official," I think a week later I resigned because I was working at Studio Space Pictures.
Oh.
I was a senior editor. This was last year sometime. And I resigned, you know, because obviously I didn't want the question to come up, who's that guy? You know?
Mm-hmm.
And, oh no, he's the editor. Oh, he actually edited this video. Yeah, sure. He edited it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I felt like I'd spent so much time waiting at Ventilation for such an opportunity or any opportunity that I actually never took it to make it. You know, so I felt like, okay, cool, I'm gonna step out. I don't know what I'm gonna do, but it's gonna have to work. I'm gonna just make music, and somehow, some way, this music thing needs to work, because I'm not gonna get another chance again and again and again. You know what I mean? I had my chance with Bloody Agents and I didn't even notice. You know what I mean? So this was, yeah, for me, yeah. Right now I'm working on my own EP, you know, my own project. Some of the songs I did right here in the studio, some of the songs I did at Raw X Studios with PH. I was at Anati Studio this weekend working on something. I mean, that's what I mean when I say like I'm not the type of person to wait for things to happen anymore. You know, I gotta make sure that it happens now, and I'm gonna do it now. So yeah, you should expect new music, man. New music is coming soon. I just dropped Manjingelane right now, which is my latest single. So I'm going to be shooting a video for that in a month or so. So yeah,
that's dope. Speaking of that, you just talked about your new single. The releases that you have dropped so far, even on Sorry Market, you can definitely tell there's a lot of Kwaito influence.
Yeah.
So does that go into your writing process, or is just naturally part of who you are?
I think the latter would describe it better. I mean, I'm a hip hop fan. I'm a hip hop artist, you know. And my thing is that my take on hip hop is different. You know what I mean? I feel like hip hop in itself is something that is supposed to be expressive of who you are as a person. You know, you shouldn't be doing certain songs or whatever because, you know, that's like what's in, or make it sound like this person or sound like that person or whatever. You know, you should really be doing you. You know, so a lot of people, like in this Manjingelane single, like I rap in Xhosa a whole lot more than I did in my other songs, than I do on any of my other songs, actually. You know, but that's because that's the type of song it is. You know, I picture myself when I speak to security guards somewhere, I like to speak in Vanek, yabo. So I speak in Xhosa, you understand? So that's how that song came about. But it's never a thing for me where I need to be like, okay, no, let me do it like this. So when you hear my music, that's how I speak. That's one thing that you know, like, if you speak to me in person, trust me, I'll probably be speaking 50% Xhosa, 50% English. Kwaito is my thing, man. I like Kwaito.
I think let's get to the breakout single, which I think for those that weren't really familiar with your work before that, Run Jersey, they're like, who's this kid? Who directed this video? Who's on the hook?
Yeah.
Who's the guy with this raspy voice? Mm-hmm. How did that come about?
Let me say, I met Keenan, I mean, AKA, I met him in, was it 2011 or something? 2012, something like that. But like, I was directing his Control video. I actually met him earlier, like years before that, when he was still doing Do It.
Right.
He came for an interview while I was doing Slick's website. But that was brief, that was just an interview. So I met him properly again, like when we were doing the Control video. And yeah, man, I mean, we stayed in the same building. So yeah, we became friends. And, you know, obviously, like, you know, we shot a lot of his other videos as well, you know. And I was at the time, it was 2012, because at the time I was like working on this tour with Kid X and Smashers and Questa.
Mm-hmm.
We went around, like, Questa had Boom Shakalaka out, and that was the year of that Goodbye joint that they had, Cash Time. So, you know, we all went on tour, like, we spent our own money, you know, we did our own thing, we set up our own gigs. But we went on tour throughout the whole of December. But what we'd do was that whenever we'd come back into town, like for the night or like for 2 days or whatever, we'd always hit the studio. So me being the guy that always stayed behind after work, rapping or whatever, it wasn't new to me, but it was new to my homies, because, you know, they'd never heard me rap, you know. So they heard me rap and said, yo, man, you got to do this thing, like, you know, you got to do something about it, you know. So that was key. I took that on, and then I did a song with Maraza and Kid X and Cash. It's called Alumni, and that's the song I actually played for AKA. Mm-hmm. Played that song for AKA, and that's when he realized that, oh shit, this nigga actually raps, you know. And he felt that I had huge potential to do something in the industry, like significant. So he wanted me to be on his album before anyone else. So. And then he sent me this beat, Run Jersey. I came back like from December holidays with like 32 bars. And I mean, the emotion and the intent behind the song was actually what made the hook. You know, we took the hook from that, because at the time I was like now like knee deep into this rap life, you know, being financially unstable and uncertain about a lot of things. The only thing I'm sure about are bars, you know. So I was feeling the pressure of Joburg, you know, and I'd been here for so many years that I felt like by now I should have like But I'd had it all, you understand? It's weird. Like, when I was at Ventilation, I had it all. I was that guy, like, going in the club and popping bottles, and yeah. wasting all this money and doing whatever. I'd lived that life, you know? So at the time when was the Run Jersey time, I was literally like back to square one. Like when I came, like when I came back from the holidays, I was literally back to square one. So that was the whole emotion behind the song, you know, the whole intent behind it. And that's how it came about.
Yeah. But I guess that's the thing, like you can either be have a secure job and have everything.
Yeah.
But you'll never reach your dreams, or you chase your dreams and deal with that struggle for a bit. But you seem to be doing good. I see the gold.
Yeah.
I see, you're all right.
Yeah, I mean I'd rather it's like one of those R&B songs that I'd rather be fighting with you than be happy in love with someone else. So I'd rather be struggling, rapping.
Yeah.
Than being happy and stable with a 9-to-5 behind a desk somewhere.
Alright, man, well, dope. I really appreciate the time you took out, man. Yeah. And it's good to see a dude following his dreams.
Yeah.
And you seem to be doing well. I think we're looking out for that EP.
Cool.
And
so
far,
so good.
Look out for more stuff from you in the future, man.
Thank you so much for having me. Good. Shout out to you guys, man.
Thanks. That was my interview with Yanga. And on that note, we are done for this week. Thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget, subscribe on iTunes. Leave a comment, review, please. We really appreciate that. Follow us on Twitter at AfricanHHB. Like us on Facebook, African Hip Hop Blog. Follow our Viber public chat.
I'm representing end of
African HHB or African Hip Hop Blog. Don't forget to follow me at Phil Chard on Twitter. Please hit me with feedback. Let me know what you guys think. Thank you so much for listening in. In the background, we have the end of the week cypher featuring Saint Nelly Saint, G-Hay, Elect, Patrobas, Mars, J-Law, N.I., Inikana, and Pirates.
Right.
And I'll see you guys next week. I'm out.
Hätte ich nichts, wäre das alles, was ich wollte, um zu sagen, ich vermisse nichts von damals bis heute. I'm chilling with my people, my other brothers from another mother. We're hooking right up, end of the week, end of the sick. Something so sweet, I'm back up on my feet. This is my special delivery. Lyrically, we traveling, mentally, verbally, so troubling. I feel it in my jeans, black African steel. So I welcome you to a place where the sun do shine, what, and the rain do pour.
Oops, it's like I didn't get the memo. But I am the real deal, this here's no demo. Call me J-Fect and I'm rapping my nation, giving you a taste of this global connection. So I'm rocking with a bro, it's the EO Dub. Replay this track, cause if you ain't heard, Zenzino Nyanga Malaya, Kabala Gala, Kampala Jemva, Tinda Jesibuka.
Togela Chimu, wana wotu zanga, tutu demokilasi ya fe EO Dub, tuli Uganda, Africa Kampala, International ba MCZ Joba Sanga. Togela Chimu, wana wotu zanga, tutu demokilasi ya fe EO Dub, tuli Uganda, Africa Kampala. International by MCZ Joba Sanga.
What's your words worth? Spit your first verse.
Are you one?
Round one.
All around the earth. This ain't for the press. What's the love burst?
Challenging MCs.
Channeling the verbs.
Written script in the form of an acapella. Grab bag, beat, juggle, then we cipher together.
Have the judges judging hard on our stage presence. Rhyme skills forwards and the whole essence.
It's more than competition. It's about the bars and rhythm. Like a samurai swinging swords on a mission. Who's your majesty? Just imagine me.
Move.
Breaking out the cage of a big zoo.
I'm from a London zoo. Run bust you, what's flavor? An abstract sun heating up the whole equator. I rap breakdance, DJs, a beatbox. Kings of the cosmos, repping for the epochs.
This for hip hop, this for Big Ox, Nunzio, Jess, James, and the whole spot. I represent the Bronx, hard bodyguard. DJ Dougie Dougs, EO Dubs, bodyguard.
See, man, I come by mines to get them all a dosage. Having them drawn in hard like this was hypnosis. France, Paris, Ken, Uganda, and Czech. Germany, UK, right up to Quebec.
AP, weather print a cursive, we spit vice versa. About the vices of us cursed, being nice persons. Got poison in my pen, cause my life murky. Getting rid of MCs that showed a mic mercy.
Repping that EO Dub, seeking that world by love. Hip hop is universal, we are providing a buzz. Like bumblebees, dragonflies, or a swarm of locusts. EO Dub worldwide, put us in focus.
Togela chimu, wana wotu zanga. Tutu demokilasi ya fe EO Dub. Tuli Uganda, Africa Kampala. International by MCZ Joba Sanga. Togela chimu, wana wotu zanga. Tutu demokilasi. EO Dub to the Uganda, Africa Kampala, International by MCZ Joba Sanga.
I used to play Kai Boss African hip hop blog handy.